Time for another Wellness Wednesday on Q92, where we get together weekly with area health professionals and talk about what's going on at their facilities. And we have Andy Thole, Marketing Director with Madison Healthcare Services, with us today. Welcome to the airwaves again, Andy.
Thank you, Maynard.
Welcome. We're going to talk a little bit about some exciting things that are going on up there.
We do have some very exciting things going on up there. We're actually here today just to send a big thank you out to our community for all the generous support that we have received in these last few months. We have been in the midst of a little bit of a fundraiser. We have been trying to purchase a new 8-passenger limousine golf cart for our care center and assisted living residents. We actually just took delivery of it today. We took it around for a test drive. We're learning how to drive it. It's kind of big. It's kind of long. It makes some really big left and right turns, but we're learning how to drive it. And
some of the residents get to hop on?
We haven't put any residents on yet.
we
tried with staff first to make sure that we were knew what we were doing.
Okay, that's a good idea, probably.
But we are here to send a big thank you out to all the people that supported us for our golf tournament, all of the golfers that came out and purchased raffle tickets, came and golfed a round of golf. All of those funds this year went towards purchasing that big item for our care center residents, and we think they're going to have a lot of fun. We had a lot of help from area businesses. We had platinum sponsors with Old National Bank, USI Insurance, the City of Madison EDA, and Mutual of America Financial Group. Our gold sponsors this year were Transmed, Clifton Larson Allen, and Klein Insurance of Madison. Our silver sponsors, Big Stone Therapies, we really appreciate our partnership with them, Minnesota Pathologist Chartered, and the Doris and Claire Munson family. And we had our bronze sponsors this year with United Prairie Bank, Greg Thole Electric, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Q92, Western Guard, and Jim's Clothing in Dawson. All of those sponsorships this year went directly towards funding that project. We really hope to get ourselves out into the community a whole bunch more. We've already got ourselves next week. We're coming down for Main Street Bingo with Mr. Maynard Q92 to call
That's
bingo
right.
for us.
Out there on the Old National Bank Plaza, calling numbers again. Main Street Bingo.
So you might see a cone or two parked off, and that's going to be where we're going to kind of pull ourselves in there. So those residents are really excited to get out and see town. We're going to be going down to the chamber night at the ballpark, get everybody out. We're still going to have our other trailer that we use for our residents that are in a wheelchair, but now we should be able to get about 18 people out and about at the same time. So there's going to be quite a herd of us coming around the corner. And anytime you see any of these people out, make sure you wave. That's their favorite thing. If you're waving, they're going to wave back. So if you see us out, give us a wave, because it really makes their day.
You're going to have it in the parade now for Dragon Fest?
Yep, we're going to be out in the parade for Dragon Fest. We got a bunch of candy ready to go for them. We picked their favorites so they can eat them along the way, and we're gonna hope to get out there and really get out into the community as much as possible.
Okay.
We really want to thank everybody, because that was a really big fundraiser for us this year, and we were able to make it happen a lot quicker than we were thinking. So to be able to get this in time for the 4th of July here, it's been a really, really great support from the community.
Now, looking ahead, do you have any other needs up there that you're going to be?
You know, we're always looking for volunteers, too. We're looking at that next fundraising project. We're kind of working through those details, but as it comes time to help us get out and about with these residents, any volunteers that we can get, it's really a great need for us. A couple weeks ago, we went to the Fagan Fighters Museum, and we had 10 residents with us in wheelchairs, but that means we have to have 9 volunteers that go with activities to go with to make sure that that's a successful trip so that everybody can get around as much as possible. We were able to round up some volunteers and some staff to make that trip a possibility, but we've got fishing trips coming up. We've got Main Street Bingo. We've got all these things. So any volunteers that would like to come up and just kind of help us get everybody moving around up there, we really would appreciate that. And if you just give us a call at 320-598-7551 and ask for that activities department, we would be happy to hook you up and make sure that you can get out and get some volunteer time in with us.
Yeah, I know it's a little bit of a chore to get them all out and about. We had them at the Grand Theater a few times. You know, we got to allow about half an hour to 45 minutes to get everybody in there.
There's a little bit of transit time.
Situated, but it's well worth it.
Yes.
And they enjoy that outing.
They enjoy every minute of getting outside and getting it back into the community.
It's fun to see them all and meet them as well. So
yeah.
All right. Very good. Anything else going on up there we should talk about?
We just want to make sure that we're wishing everybody a happy and safe 4th of July. Just know that the clinic is closed on Thursday the 4th, but our emergency room is open 24/7, but we hope to not see you there. So be safe with your 4th of July festivities, your fireworks, your fun. And looking forward in into July here, make sure that you, if you have a student that is in need of a sports physical, make sure that you get that sports physical scheduled, because those practices start right up at the end of July and into August, and we need to get those sports physicals done so that they are ready to move into the fall sports season.
Well, thanks for bringing that up. Summer's almost shot.
Already. Summer's, I know, half over, so get those in.
All right. Thanks, Andy, and we'll look forward to your next appearance here on Wellness Wednesday.
Thank you, Maynard.
Andy Thole, Marketing Director at Madison Healthcare Services on Wellness Wednesday.